Well, we've added this segment, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, to the Order of Worship online. And, of course, in the sanctuary when we're meeting in person, and we are meeting in person, 11 o'clock every Sunday. I hope and pray that you feel safe to come. We certainly miss seeing you all in person. But the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers is just primarily for me to think about some things, try to share with you. We have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith, and that's exactly what we try to do. Because we're all having challenges in this particular time of the COVID, Election Day, all kind of things coming up. But did you know that really, and we're studying the book of Revelation too with an overview, which is on the other part of this online service. You can certainly go to there too. But we have access to God's love, not only through the scriptures, but also through the blessed hope of the Holy Spirit. So we all have bad circumstances, and we can all gain strength as we walk through any challenges that we face. The Word of God says in Ephesians 6:10, "Be strong in the Lord, drawing your faith from Him, and be empowered with your union with Him and in the power and the boundless might of God's grace." But I wanted to share with you, there's some keys to overcome every difficult in life. And daily, monthly, hourly, I have to get things down to 1 second at a time, because sometimes one day at a time is more than I can handle. The day comes with an awful lot of challenges, amen? But feelings come and go. God's strength, though, is available to you anytime, anywhere, regardless of the circumstances that you're facing. The power of God is always greater than the difficulties we face. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, focus on God. That's the key to drawing your strength from Him. Nothing is too hard for God, and with Him, all things are possible. And it's a challenge, but we can learn to live our life in God's strength. It's not easy, but we can do it. He's there. And you're not going to be defeated with God on your side, I can assure you that, because of the blessed hope and the promise that we have, having a relationship with God. The Apostle Paul, probably one of the greatest religious type of persons when Jesus' day, and when he walked here, he understood this truth. And he went through many storms, as you can read in Scripture. He was shipwrecked, in prison, beaten, attacked. And all these things happened while he was serving God. So just because you have a relationship with God doesn't mean you're going to have challenges. In John chapter 15, I believe, Jesus said, "In this world you're going to have trials and tribulation, but fear not, for I have overcome the world." We hang on to that. And that's what I want to be able to have all of us see in our life. Because if you stop relying on your own strength, God will provide with you His strength. That gives us not only hope, but it gives us things that we need to get over all the challenges. So if you walk in the strength of the Lord, you can live in peace, free from worry. Philippians 4:6-7. Be a godly example for your children, your grandchildren, and others in your life and follow. Proverbs 22:6. Put your pass behind you and trust in the Lord's good plan for your life. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. So, if you want peace that passes all understanding, just reaffirm. We call it repentance, because sometimes we just have to say, "Lord, forgive me. I need to start all over." But He has never left you. He is always there with you. Sometimes we move, but He don't move. And to be able to just to reach out. Well, we hope and pray that you're having a good day as we lift up one another in prayer, and always on the prayer requests that we list in the bulletins. There's always so many there. But we always wanted just to be able to pray with you, pray for you. You know what? It is so good. I don't mean this in the wrong way, so don't take it wrong, please. You know, a lot of times people say, "Preacher, pray for me." And I'd be happy to do that. But you know, you can pray for yourself. God wants to hear from you. He loves you. And you can pray for yourself. And that is so cool. Now, intercessory prayer is really good. I can pray a prayer of agreement with you and for you. But just know that you can talk to God anytime, anywhere, and say, Lord, I need to crawl up on your lap. I need to talk to you. And guess what? He is faithful to listen. Well, if you'd like to keep in touch with us, send us a prayer request. That don't mean we don't want to pray prayer of intercession with you and for you, but we certainly want to do that. But we also want to be able to know that you can pray the prayers that you need with yourself. Come, precious Holy Spirit, as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, hear this church, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hope to see you in church sometime soon. God bless.